You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The sound you're hearing is from a restored B-17 Flying Fortress, a vintage World War II bomber, the type that flew missions over Europe in the 1940s. Yesterday, I got to take part in a flight in a beautifully restored B-17 over the Shreveport-Bossier area. The Experimental Aircraft Association from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, offers flights to keep the B-17 Flying Fortress, the aluminum overcast, restored and flying. It tours some 50 cities across the U.S. every year. Tom Ewing, a former Shreveport native and retired pilot for UPS, is a volunteer pilot for the B-17.
One of the most rare airplanes that you can find. 12,731 of these were built. 9,600 of them did not survive that 3 years. 4,735 were shot out of the skies, each with 10 men on board them. At the end of the war, there were only 3,600 of these left. So it's a rare piece of history. There's only 11 of them that are airworthy right now. This is one of them. There's only 7 that fly regularly.
Now, people can buy a ticket to get a ride on this, and this goes to keep this machine airworthy?
Every dime of it. Again, we are all volunteers. We're not compensated for this. We do this to honor the World War II veterans. Every dime that comes from the proceeds of the sales of the tickets to fly on this goes to maintaining the airplane. It takes a lot to maintain and feed this airplane with fuel and oil and maintenance. So,
a passenger on the flight with me yesterday was Jack Lennox, Jr. He's a retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel from Oklahoma and is the last surviving P-38 Lockheed Ace fighter pilot who flew fighter escort for B-17s during their missions.
Old fighter pilots like me, we were kind of easy because we could go in or out or up and down or whatever we had to avoid enemy. And the poor B-17s and B-24s, they just flew in formation and just had to hope that they didn't get one of the bombs or one of the bullets coming toward them. But they had a tough team.
So what do you think about this type of flight that they're doing? Is this something that people should stand up and take notice?
Oh, I think they would love to do that. It brings back old history and old memories. And I think people need to know all the things that happened. War was a little bit tougher than most people think it was. You know, we lost a lot of people, particularly bomber crews.
Flying in a B-17 was the most dangerous assignment one could have during World War II. As we learned earlier, of the 12,000 B-17s that were built during the war, more than 4,700 were shot out of the sky. Each had a crew of 10 men. Some made it, most didn't. There are only 7 known B-17s that are still flying today. The Experimental Aircraft Association's Aluminum Overcast will be at Shreveport's downtown airport through this weekend. If you'd like to learn about flights or would just like to see it in person, here's a website, b17.org. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.